Recording on.
Chris isn't on.
No. He's usually not available at this time. Maybe I should open the chat. I'll try logging into Term Genie and see if it works.
Yeah. Take a look on it.
Yes, it is my science account that seems to be fine. Okay.
Can we see your screen?
Yes, sorry.
Hello. Sorry, I'm late.
Oh, hi, Chris.
Hi.
You're actually not late. We were just getting started.
Okay.
Yeah. We were not able to load the Amigo 2 this morning for some reason. It worked fine last night.
You mean the one with the demo?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you know anything about this, but of course, Justin's not here this morning. Maybe by the time he comes, then we can get it working.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's an issue, you know, from our server side or what's going on, but it just sits there and spins. Okay. But let's go ahead. Marie-Angelique is on the call, and Barry and Pankaj. The only other person that I've heard from is John Doonan. He sent me a nice email and said he wasn't going to make it because he's in China. Let's see. And Austin is here with me, so he's not logged in.
Hello.
Saying hi, though. Okay. I'm going to share my screen. Let's see. So the main goal of today's meeting was to bring Elizabeth kind of up to date and to discuss what all was discussed at the meeting. So I don't know if you guys want to go ahead and talk about this before Elizabeth joins, or what do people want to do?
When you do, I may have to go in about 20 minutes.
So maybe while you're on the line, we could talk about Term Genie.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Since you're here, and so we've set up an instance. Chris helped us set up an instance of Term Genie for the TO. I have it open here, and it seems like it's not working this morning either. So I'm logged in, and it's sitting here spinning. So our demos are not working very well this morning.
I can log in.
Okay.
I can't.
So while Chris is doing that, maybe I'll just show a couple of other things here about Term Genie. We set up a link on the tracker. Where did it go? I thought I put it on here. Well, it's on this. Let me just open the tracker here, too. So other people who might want to use this probably will want to set up a login for Term Genie.
So what is this tracker? Is this the tracker for Term Genie?
This is the Term Genie tracker that I'm showing right now.
This isn't the Term Genie tracker. There's a separate Term Genie tracker. Yeah. This is Planetary Ontology tracker with the issue for Term Genie.
Right. Okay, sorry, my mistake. It's a term genie issue. So people can, you need to get a persona login and you can post it here and then Chris will give you access.
So how do I access this thing?
And if you have any problems with our version of it, you can post them here. So if you go back here, you click on this Term Genie link here in the minutes. Here I put it.
This issue is just a convenience mechanism right. So that people right. aren't emailing me because I'm liable to miss emails.
Just to kind of collect things up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem to be working.
Yeah, I don't know why that is. I might have to ping Heiko. Let's see. So she's offline.
That, fix that. Yeah, Chris, maybe is it looking at the old? Did you update the?
Yep, as I sent out the email last night, it's now looking at the latest PO.
Well, I didn't see that. My term gene? It's just sitting here. Yeah. So what it should show us is a template where you can select from a drop-down box of entities and qualities. So we just did an update on the planetology file last night, so I don't know if that's an issue or not, but it seems like it's related maybe. So, and if people have problems, they can post comments on this issue tracker on the Trade Ontology.
And so, yeah, I need a full email address. Okay. When you log into Persona, you use an email as your login, as far as I know.
Yeah, I use my Gmail.
So, Maria, is yours at CGIR or at?
My Gmail.
Oh, your Gmail, okay.
This one.
I will add that.
Thank you.
Do you know what Ethan used when he tried to get it?
He used his own ID.
So Austin, you should post what you used for your Persona account in here. Did you do that? Well, do you want access to the term genie?
Well, can I just email it to someone instead of putting it in the place?
Well, ask Chris. He's in charge of this.
Chris, sorry, I missed that.
We can always take it off.
Can I Skype you my email?
Sure, yeah. You don't need to put
it in the email is highly secret. Well, you know? Mm-hmm. We can always take them off here everyone once it's working. I mean, just use your science account.
I'll make a note of that.
For one using my Gmail.
Okay. I'll just take this over here. Oops. Get out of full screen. What do you mean, where is the tracker?
Yeah, it's good issue.
So you weren't in here either, Law, so I'm adding you.
Well, it says I'm logged in as Cooper L.
Yeah, no, you can log into Persona. That's entirely a Persona thing, but you may not have permission to do certain things.
Okay. Well, that may be why I'm not getting the emails then.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. So we can get these things fixed while we're on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's great. I'm just going to send Elizabeth a quick message.
Some internet problem today, so maybe.
What's that, Marie?
Yeah, some internet problem today to connect because she's at home.
Oh.
Internet was not working yesterday.
Oh. Chris, I've sent you my Persona email address.
Okay.
It's my regular email address. Science.
Exciting conference call. Well, at least we're getting stuff done anyway, so that's good. Yeah, we're troubleshooting. I sent Elizabeth a Skype chat, but I don't know if she, like maybe she's not available this morning. Just check this. All right.
So I'm using the web interface to, there's a term genie management console that I can give other people access to if they like, but it just allows you to do things like force the term genie instance to reload all the ontologies, and I'm doing that, and it's taking a long time, so I'm just wondering if there's some problem. Like, I'm trying to load Go at the moment, just independently, and it seems very slow.
So Marie, Angelique, while he's doing that, let's talk about this Google spreadsheet. Do you want me to get rid of this and use yours, or what do you want to do?
No, I copy paste the mapping that the information that I extracted from the Kartika file.
Oh, okay, great. I see it. Yeah.
But sometimes she reused the same ID for several threads.
And I'm going to insert a column here so I can...
Yes, that is true, because when she was not finding the term exact matches, she was going to a parent class, especially for the diseases.
Okay, that could explain that. Okay.
Are we going to capture the relationship type, whether it's subclass or equivalent, or are we just
assuming... I think that... That's a good idea to do it. Yes, that is because I had done something similar. So it's record that.
But you had to overload the column because
you're
using the TD5. But my understanding now is you're doing this in a spreadsheet. So you're not restricted to doing it in TD5 format.
This is mostly for our use. Working with the, you know, what, figuring out what we need to do in the TO that to make the equivalents for these. But so getting back to your question, Chris, about in the L file, the relation.
Yeah, Kartika use only the equivalent class relationship. She never use the subclass to link a CO term to a TO term.
I'm going to make this column equivalents class. How's that sound?
Right. So one
or equivalent class.
One validation check you could do is that if it's in a, you should never have more than two. The same ID should never be the equivalent of two TO classes.
Right.
Of course, so you can have as many subclasses as you like.
Yeah. So.
So what is TO label? Is the term name?
Yeah, the term name.
So call it TO term name.
Well, I'm trying to use the OWL terminology now. In Protégé, it's called label, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I'll put it in brackets, Pankaj.
Yep.
How's that? Mm-hmm. We're just trying to get used to the new language.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay, this is good. And so just for your information, Pankaj, the things in this TO reference column are mostly from your spreadsheet. That's why they had the U on them and so on.
Yeah.
Your comments here. So what did the U mean? You meant upper?
Oh, yeah, it's upper class, parent class.
Okay, that's what I thought, yeah. Okay. And then what I was doing here was going through and making comments about what work we need to do in the TO. So this is really helpful for us. And then what we've done is made a tab for each of the crop species that were in attendance at the workshop. And Marie-Angelique is going to help me fill all this in.
Yeah.
And that way the Excel spreadsheet file that's on GitHub, we don't touch it. It doesn't cause any confusion with the curators. So, yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
Really good. This is very helpful.
So, what was Chris's question was, when we are recording the equivalence class mapping, either from coming in from OWL or coming in from manually, we are somehow also recording whether it is the exact match or is it the parent class.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So I would just say.
So maybe we need a column for that.
What should we call it? Class type?
Well, we could.
Relationship.
Relationship would be clearer, I think. Yeah.
And do you want to just make it default to be equivalent, and you put in S or something if it's subclass?
We could do that. Whatever you guys want to do is fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we might. So, and this one is a little bit different because we have the OWL and we have the separate mappings. So maybe we need two of these columns.
No, I think C and D, what you can call that C and D is an experiment, but I think at some place where you need to say confirmed mappings. So where you, somebody has manually validated those confirmed things. So that's the final column.
Let me just add a column here.
And that is the column which finally goes into, gets embedded in the, that the data from that column actually finally gets embedded in whichever place where you want to driving that. Those are the final.
Okay, I'll just put it in right here. We can always move it if we need to. Oops, this one needs to go over one. Confirmed mapping. Okay. Well, so should I try this again now, Chris, or?
No, it's still not. It's still not. I forced a reload of the ontologies, and it's still saying it's reloading the ontologies. So.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. Sorry for being late. I had only problems today.
Well, it seems to be going around because we're having problems with both of our demos that we wanted to show today.
Oh.
But maybe now that you're here, we could just kind of go over some of the notes from the meeting. Hi, girl. I didn't go through and like lay out, you know, minute by minute everything that we did. I think you're pretty familiar with, you know, who came. This is a list of the people that were in attendance and the different from the different groups. The important thing was that in the long run, we came out with a decision that the overall goal is that we're going to enrich the TO with terms that can be mapped to their equivalents in all the various crop-specific trait dictionaries. And so we've been taking steps to make that possible. So for the time being, we're going to focus just on this test group, as we're calling them, the people that were here that represent these crop species. So lentil is the one that's furthest along right now. Sweet potato, cassava, banana, and soybean in collaboration with Rex from Soybase. So all this work is coordinated through the GitHub site, of course. And we're going to work on getting a README file updated on each of those GitHub repositories so that there's clear instructions for everyone. So we took the comments that you, or the questions that you sent, Elizabeth, and we discussed those quite a bit yesterday.
Okay,
yes. Yeah. So I'll just show you an example. So this is just some notes. So the trait dictionary Excel file, it's not going to be touched. That's intact. We'll stay intact as a reference. That's your trait dictionary version 5 for these different species. Of course, we don't have it for soybean, for Rex of soybean, but for these other crops, we do.
Yeah, soybean will may come from our collaboration with the. But anyway.
Yeah, so we actually have two different soybean files. So we have the soybean file that Rex is working on and then the CO soybean file. But exactly. We're just going to focus on this one for right now because Rex is involved and was working on mappings when he was here.
Okay, so and basically, I think we cross-reference our traits.
Right, right, absolutely. We had an exercise with all the curators that were here, and they worked in protégé, adding terms from TO that they thought were equivalent or as close as the equivalents as they could get to their term. Okay. So in order to facilitate adding these terms in the trait ontology, we initially created a mapping spreadsheet. So right now the one on GitHub is called Lentil Mapping TOCO399.
Okay.
But after talking yesterday with Marie-Angelique and Austin, we actually felt that it was easier and maybe less confusing to people that are using GitHub to move this into a Google spreadsheet so we could work together on it. Since it's just the three of us, really, and anyone who's working on the TO that would be using this, it's a lot easier not to be working on it in Excel.
Right.
So yesterday we had a meeting with Marie-Angelique and Austin, as I said, and we set up this spreadsheet. And I can definitely share this with anyone, and Marie-Angelique can share it with you as well. So basically this has... it has the trait ID, the trait name, the TO reference. Mm-hmm. This is the Lentil ones, the Lentil tab. So this is a little bit more complicated than the other ones will be because we actually have the information on here from the spreadsheet that was worked on at the workshop. At the workshop, yeah. Pankaj worked on the spreadsheet and Karthika worked in the OWL file.
Yeah.
So she was working in protégé, adding these equivalents in the OWL file. And these two were kind of working independently. So we wanted to put those both on here so we could compare them.
Okay.
And I've done a little bit of sorting on here just to bring some of the like terms together. It's not 100% done, but you can see all the stress response ones are grouped together here. So I'm going to continue working on that later today.
Okay, so Laurel, you will be the one conciliating the mapping of Pankaj and the mapping of Karthika.
Yes, yes. And so we put a column on here. This TO reference is coming from Pankaj's file. I added the TO class label. We just added, just now, we added a column so that we could specify the relationship type. Most of these are equivalent mappings, so one-to-one mapping. But in a few cases, like where Pankaj has the U here, that mm-hmm. means that he went to a higher term in the ontology, and we can add a lower, we can add a, you know, a more specific term for the appropriate.
As a new term.
So we'll put it, all of these also need to have an issue on the tracker. So we have a column for those links there so we can quickly go back there and post comments and so on. And then what I asked, yesterday I asked Marie-Angelique to parse through the OWL file that Karthika worked on mm-hmm. and extract that information because it's quite time consuming to do that by hand. And so this is really nice. So we have this column here. So now we can look at the differences in the mapping between what Pankaj thought it should be and what Karthika thinks it should be. And we're going to... Go ahead.
Is it rather similar? Or do you
we just opened this just now. So I see this one is different. And I'm not sure exactly what this is. So I have to... let me just check what this is here real quick. We're having some internet problems with our browsers today, which is sort of, anyway, maybe I'll do that later. I won't worry about that right now.
What's the term ID?
It's 0000740. The browser doesn't seem to want to open. But you can see like...
It is a generic term, branch anatomy and morphology trait.
Oh, okay. Well, that's an outdated...
So this is basically what Karthika also did was when she did not find the exact match, whichever is the best on her expertise, she tried to match it to the upper level parent class.
Yeah, but the problem is she used the equivalence class property to map the two terms.
I don't think this is a problem right now. I think this is what they were trained in, and they tried their best to, because it was a learning process for them as well. Yeah. It's not a problem. I think it's the best match based on their understanding, because probably they are not even aware of what's in the TO.
Yeah. So that's fine. It was an exercise for them to go through. So. Yeah.
It was okay. So this was the result of the exercise in a way.
Yeah. So you can see some of the straightforward ones map directly, like seed weight. So the other thing that I asked Marie Angelique to do is she's going to put in her computational mappings on this column.
Yeah.
And that way we can also compare, you know, and learn how to improve that computational mapping so that when we move into the other dictionaries, maybe we can expedite the mapping process by using the AML algorithm.
Yeah, I think it's a good suggestion.
Yeah. And hi, Justin.
Hey, can I say something here?
Okay, go ahead. I just wanted to ask Justin something real quick.
Yeah, so what I was expecting after we have seen the AML mappings from Marie Angelique, and I believe we can go through a couple of rounds of confirming which are out of these three different types of mappings, which one is a real one, and a consensus one. That one which is been validated. My expectation is that if in case the all three map, then it is perfect because somehow the name or the synonym matched it perfectly fine. The other case is sometimes what happens is the actual CO term name may be different than the actual TO term name. And there might be that since they are named differently, although they mean the same thing, we need to find a mechanism how to improve our mappings. So if the curators think that we found an exact match based on our manually looking at that term, then they can go back, and if AML has missed that mapping, I suggest adding the TO term name or a label name from OWL file as a synonym in the TD term name. So that next time around when Marie Angelique does the mappings, then it should pick it up and it will be a true mapping at that time. So it's a round trip process, but that would actually help improve the automation of the AML.
Okay, right. That's a good idea, I think. Marie, you are fine with this process?
Yeah.
And this is the in this experiment that we were trying to do with Kartika and with me doing separately was many times which I found was that the synonyms were either missing on our side or were missing on the CO side. If the synonyms were there, we would pick it up quickly.
Yeah, my question was to Marie also when we discussed was all the mapping work, this work, and also later on using Term Genie, I was asking will the curator who is trying to map a term will get the result of the mapping in a format that they can use in their database or in their annotation? Because it's not, I think, going from the curator CO to TO, but also learning what are the suggestions of mapping and getting that back into their system.
Yeah, and I think once we have all three mappings and we have gone through them, we will have some better idea on how to involve the curators and how much automation or how much of manual work is required. At this point in time, I think for now the curators learned a little bit and they knew how what the trait ontology is and how to do the mappings. But I think I would encourage them to continue working on their TD files and make sure that it is most up to date and has the best manually readable definitions that their community needs to know.
Yeah. And so that's, so what I saw is Kathrika seems to be the most active at the moment. I haven't seen much from Vilma and Afola yet. I have seen a lot of term requests, so it means that Kathrika didn't find the equivalent or any terms that she could use in TO, so she's suggesting to create those terms. So it means that on your side, you need to check and create those terms if it's appropriate, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. That's what we're working on.
Chris and Lon are going to talk next about how to proceed on that.
Yeah, I have to go in a minute, unfortunately.
Yeah. Sorry about that. But I think I can handle that, Chris.
Let me try it again. Is it working?
No, it's not. I don't know. I'm going to have to wait for I could get it.
Yeah, so... go ahead, Pankaj.
So I think what was happening here is what we were doing is once we have done analyze and come up with a solution, the way that things are moving along is that if the term is missing, and we want to include it, the curators want to include it right away, the cross-ref to the TO. Then the easiest one, for example, can you go back to that
skill mapping?
For example, I had said in my column, say, add this term.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, right? So, or this is an upper level term or an add term. That means there's no equivalence available. And we need a CO, we need a reference TOID.
Yeah.
So instead of curators waiting to get that ID and go through the whole process of things, if there are simple terms, they can be submitted through the trait ontology term genie that Chris Pringle is trying to put together, and we're working with him to make sure that it works the way we want it. Then it would immediately create the term ID for them, so they don't have to wait, okay? And they can, so that they can move along in their experiments or data integration process. In the meantime, it will prompt us that we have to add that term, and somebody locally here, and we were trying to identify folks from your lab and my lab who would actually administer adding those terms or making sure that those terms are valid and requests are valid, the terms are good enough, and they are going in the TO.
Okay, so the long-term vision is that somebody like Kathrika will submit the terms through TermGenie.
Yeah.
With the help of our team.
Okay. Yes. So idea would be is that on your end, the curators would be the contributors on requesting the terms, and since they are working directly with Leo, on maintaining the TDs, we can find a mechanism how to integrate those TO cross references finally in a TD template, so that they work out of it directly. They don't have to go anywhere around to get those terms. If they need a term, they get it immediately.
Immediately. Okay.
And they continue maintaining their TD file. They don't need any intermediary files for them to. Whatever we are working right now is just an experimental setup so that we can make sure that things are in place.
And my question is, if a curator uses TermGenie, will he ask to also to create an issue?
Yes.
On the tracker or not?
I don't think it's necessary at this point of time. Sometimes we can. We have been discussing it internally here. If it is a straight term, I don't think we have the sync, because anyhow those things are recorded in the versions that are submitted back in the GitHub.
Maybe Pankaj, for the time being, we should say yes, they should, while we're working out the bugs.
It's a yes, but we need to.
It's much better to have this on the issue tracker than. Otherwise, I have to email them and ask them a question about it. Really important to have it on the issue tracker.
we can try to find that mechanism, but I'm also, Lal, I'm also trying to minimize the effort from the curator side. Is that?
Well, yeah, and so that's why I suggested at the meeting that it'd be really good if the term genie could just create an issue. If
we could I will talk to Chris and Justin Elser if we can fix routing issues here.
That would be great if Term Genie could just automatically create one. If they could, as you say, do their magic to do that, that would be best, because I just don't want to have this discussion about these terms going on emails.
No.
Yeah.
That's recorded on the tracker.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that is true. And that would minimize the effort. My goal is to minimize the effort from the curator side.
Yeah,
unless terms are really complicated, they should go in pretty.
But, you know, we got to remember that we don't have a ton of hands either.
Yes.
And there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
So we need to try to minimize the amount of work at this end as well.
Yes.
And so, make things efficient.
So. Right. So Elizabeth, at the time when we would. We in let's say in a couple of time, 1 or 2 months, when we are ready with the term genie template and it's working, what we expect is somebody from your group to be helping us in administering the term genie requests, and because we are only a couple of people, I think your group should be empowered to take all the requests coming from, and we're also trying to train Rex Nelson from here so that he can be an offsite for us as well, for example.
So what do you mean when we are empowered? It means that we check the tracker for...
No. What we want is that, let's say, for example, if a curator sends a request.
Yeah.
So he or she would be able to get the ID that they want, but somebody has to validate the request that's come in, because it automatically generates an OWL axiom and it's ready to be integrated. But somebody has to press the button and validate it that this is a valid request.
Okay.
And to check. May or may not need a discussion, okay, at that point of time. So if that happens, then we want somebody offsite from your group also to be the conduit working with some of the folks outside. We will help on the expertise on the traits and things like that, and if anatomical, but I think we want to train somebody in your group as well who becomes an administrator for the reference ontology from that side.
Okay. So yeah, should it be
Whoever has more experience in the learn and in discussing and approving the biology of it.
The biology, okay.
And less of the computational side.
Okay, and so I understand that for in the future, when Term Genie is really running, the term requests posted on GitHub won't exist anymore.
It will still exist, but we'll come up with a solution on giving you the which is the cookiest. Routing would be term genie exists, requests if the simple terms like pod color is nothing which is a fruit color, then they would, if they want a pod color, then they would submit a request through the term genie. It will give them an ID, but that request would be routed and submitted to GitHub internally by us. And so but there are some complex terms which term genie may not be able to create. At that point, the routing would be from the GitHub. First point of contact would be, in that case, would be GitHub and not the term genie.
Right. Yeah, because it doesn't cover the whole potential of all the traits. And
yes.
Right.
Right now,
we have a very basic template up there, but we're going to be expanding the templates in Term Genie.
Yeah.
We're starting with the most simple one. So.
And I think after we have gone through, let's say if there are 100 traits in each of these files, and if we have done in the next couple of months, if we have manually looked at and gone through all these files, we are fairly sure that majority of their traits that they need are in the TO, and there would be a very minimal request coming in from each of these groups at that point of time. So you may be able to handle it, handle all the requests.
Okay.
It's in the beginning, that's the problem.
Okay, so my question also in my mail was, if this is the workflow we are envisioning for now, so you were probably expecting the creators from SIP and ICARDA to start sending their term request as Kartrika did. What is your timeline? Because someone like Kartrika is in the middle of planting Lentil for the trials. So she's quite busy. She said that she was committed to send you all the term requests and mapping. But she also, I think, would appreciate to have a kind of timeline and agreement on what to do, when, for what, for when. And so we can have a shared timeline. And if there is something that delay, or we can still be aware. But it's just that the curators are also scientists, and they are field scientists sometimes. So it's difficult. So she was a bit, she was telling me, I'm in the middle of the planting season. So, and the rain will come in 2 weeks. So my days are quite busy.
I agree on that. And that's why I think it will be brought in the folks here to work on the things. And this one was the easiest lentils that I picked up. There were only 63 traits in it. So that was the easiest one. And we identified where the deficiencies are in our side.
Okay. So
I would say that I would not go back to her for next a month or so, until, because we have her mappings, we have Mari's automated mappings, and we have my mappings, and we have a lot of information embedded in the definitions that are coming from CO. So we can make the best possible choice to provide a TO cross reference. We may go back if there is complicated, but I would not expect to go back to her about a month or 2 months before then.
Yeah, I think we can work with the mappings we have for now.
There is enough material for us to work on our side to improve.
And Elizabeth, maybe I can address this question of the timeline. Our goal is to have to get these five test groups mappings done for PEG.
Okay.
Whether or not that'll actually happen, because you know it's a busy season here for us as well. There's lots going on, but that's kind of the goal. But at least this is our plan. We're going to work with the mappings we have from these crops right now.
Okay.
And so, giving you the how much time it took. Since I was more familiar with the TO side, it took me about 1 to 2 hours to do all the mappings by hand.
What takes time?
Whereas the curator took about 2 days of time, 2 or 3 days of time, a couple of hours each day kind of things. So I'm not expecting a huge amount of time from them on doing this thing. I think we would be able to do it internally here once we've done some of the mappings. Major issues, if I'm looking at it manually either, is the synonyms were not there, or the understanding of how the term name was defined was the problem. If we can integrate those, I think it is pretty straightforward from that point onwards.
So the objective is to have mappings to show for PAG,
right?
For as much as crops you can for the five group crops you mentioned, and then so because I can also help, we can help following up with each of the curators that were in the workshop, so we can help. So the idea is you would have curators submitting terms like Kartrika did. The mappings are done, so you are trying to get them back. And from that, you will work until PAG with what you have, as long as the traits are clearly defined, not too complicated. And you will ask them just for additional information. But right. do you still need Afola?
Afola has some open issue trackers. We have some requests from Afola that we're working on. We have his mappings that he did here.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So can I say something? I think there are two goals for PAG. Elizabeth here. Okay. We can show the mapping, and we haven't talked about one more thing that will show up right now. But I'm also interested in, since there would be a lot of breeders and seed bank managers at the PAC dinner discussion that you guys are trying to put together for Monday evening. I think ontologies are fine, but we would not get a big buy-in from there until we show them what ontologies can do.
Yeah.
So we need to show them if we can integrate some of the ontology or some of the annotations to the germplasms and phenotypes to the CO terms. If we can. We can show them your breeding electronic field books, how it works, if you can. And from the Amigo side or from Plantiome side, we want to show some small set of annotations to germplasms and their field evaluation phenotyping data in the system, so that we can show mappings, we can show the annotations, and we would also show how CO terms are being integrated in the reference ontologies. And do we have something here to show, for example?
Yeah, we got Amigo 2 up. I'm just trying to get a
brand. And you have to click on ontology, though. You know,
I was on
the blue one, the blue.
Oh, the blue one? Okay.
Yeah.
Do this again.
Can you, let's say, search for plant height?
There we go, seed height.
So before we do that, let me share my screen, actually.
Because for PAG, just if I can just comment what you just mentioned. So we can do mappings, but it means that you need the data that fits the crops that will be ready. So if Lantil is a use case,
yeah,
you would need data sets from Lanti to make your demonstration.
Right.
Yes.
Or would you like, because I was thinking that for a demo, you may have access more easily to some of the USDA data. And I was wondering if we could find a prop that could be that we have annotation in USDA data and in CGIAR data, both a crop in common. I don't know.
I think there is some data on manihot cassava, and there is some data on potato. I don't know how much is on lentils.
Yeah, I don't know on lentils.
There's a lot of data on rice. And we have not yet collected anything. We haven't even touched the rice TD. Is there a rice TD?
Yes.
So if there is a rice TD, I can work. I don't know how many traits are there, but I can work on it very quickly.
It's not the it won't be the last version, but if you want to make a demo, you can probably do something like that.
So I will be able to pull rice. And from your end, if you can work with Kartika or somebody at ICARDA on getting annotations, one or two, three, four, five, let's say five annotations for each phenotype they have in the CO. There are only 63 traits. And so all we need is their germplasm ID, CO ID mapped to it, and what was the phenotype value scored on it.
Okay. Yeah, because I asked my colleagues working on banana about getting GWAS data, but they said it's a huge amount of data, and it's
I agree. I don't need the GWAS data. I just need the phenotype evaluations from that GWAS screen, because we're not going to host the genotype data. We are going to host only the phenotype data. GWAS has to be held somewhere else.
Okay.
In that case, so let's try to see but they have the gene bank, right? They have their seeds that went into that GWAS analysis. So if we can get a small set of phenotype data, and right now we are thinking that of using the gene ontology annotation file format.
Yeah.
So in whatever format you can get that data, somebody, Mari or Leo, can help on transforming that into a gene ontology annotation format, so that that would become the format how we exchange or how we integrate the data into Plantium.
And that do you know this format, Marie, or?
She may not know, but Lal and I and Austin would be happy to work with her on getting her familiarized with that format. But that would be my goal.
Yeah, okay. Because we need to know early about what is the format.
So I would say that go ahead and ask for the germplasm data. We need germplasm name, ID, source. Whichever source right now can be only Ekada because we can connect back to that. Or if you want to have, yeah, so let's say ID, name, synonyms, source, and phenotype values that were scored on it. And if the phenotype, they may have their own trait names and synonyms, and you would have your CO map to that. And once we have this, we can transform it into GAP.
Okay, but just as for your information, Lentil is not yet, I need to check, but it has not yet been uploaded into the breeding management system with the data. It's That's one of the props that will be done early 2016. At the moment, in all the trait dictionary we have, I think we have something like 8 props that have been already mapped into BMS, and we could show phenotypic data from BMS. But
this is fine. Whether it is in BMS or not, if they can just give us a spreadsheet, we would be able to work with that.
Okay. So we can ask Katrika and Shiv if they have something to share.
Yeah. And we can look at the USDA data for lentil as well. I'm sure there's lots of lentil data. There's a lot of lentils produced in the US.
Yeah, that's why
I
think
big crop here too.
You may have a good demo by, you know, how you can use the ontology to retrieve those sets which are not produced by the same source. So.
Yeah. Okay. So, do we have anything else? We kind of need to wrap up here.
Yeah. I need to talk about the thing. Can I have the sharing?
Oh, I thought you already had it. Okay, no. I'll stop sharing.
I did not.
Okay. Sorry, I thought you'd taken it over.
Can everybody see my screen?
Yeah.
It's just starting. Okay. Yes, now we see.
Yes. Yeah, just that.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, so let's say this is a reference TO graph, right? And this is the COTD. So there is a term here. It's some kind of it's a list, flat list, for example, right?
Yeah.
So what we want to do is that we need to bring the equivalences in this terminology. For example, this particular term in CO matches to this TO, right? So what we are trying to do is based on the mappings that we will organize after we finalize from this spreadsheet that you just saw, we will be able to use the TO graph as it is, right, and create this particular instance of CO as a child of this thing. And, right, so people coming to Plantium would be able to search CO, and what we are also trying to do is through some mechanism, CO traits are there, but then CO, there are other children terms with the methods and skills in it too, right? So for example, there was a children of this particular term as well in the CO. So we would be able to bring this component based on the mapping and attach it as a subclass of the mapped and equivalent entity. And
okay.
Yes.
So the relation between the CO term and the variable and scale is not a parent-child relation.
It is not.
No.
So we may be able to come up with some fancy, whichever is the most relevant relationship. But what I'm trying to say is that how the graph would appear, we can define the relationship what we would like to have. So this one would probably would be an is a. The rest of them,
subclass,
we will have to define what the relationship would be at that point. So in that sense, all your annotations are to germplasms are, I believe, are attached here at this node. And so they will move over to here, to here, to here, and based on the ontology graph that we're looking at. So this is exactly as a proof of concept based on the mappings that I created in Excel, based on what we have in the reference TO, we were able to show a proof of concept that by the end of the workshop, that is it possible to do it? And that's what I think Lal is going to show in the Amigo version that she has it loaded, and I'll leave my sharing in a minute. So that's what would happen is, in this case, we can pool all our resources on making sure that the top level reference TO graph is acceptable to all the communities, how they want to put together the parent relationships. And we are also making sure that there is an equivalence term for each and every term from CO that we need to have it in our ontologies over here. So it's enrichment of the CO, mapping of the CO to the best possible equivalent term, and pooling the community resources on making sure the top level reference is correct and is enriched to serve the community. So in that way, the curators, the CO curators, have to maintain their terms only in TD. That is their best mechanism to convey and work with the breeders and the field specialists. And we will do the graph, ontology graph for them. They don't have to build any parent-child relationships because it is, as of now, what we learned from our workshop is that those are mainly fairly flat, except for one or two parent classes right now. So if those can be integrated into reference and reference key, that would work it out in that sense. Okay. So this way, what I'm expecting is that we would be able to minimize our effort on maintaining the ontology, but pooling the resources on making sure we have a robust reference. Yeah. I'll stop sharing here, and then Lal, can you show? You may be
able to sure. Show. Yeah, I can show this demo, and then I think we need to wrap up after that.
Yeah. This is you will. We will do a little bit more cleaning on the demo that you would see, but essentially you would see that this is how it would work. Yeah. So, for example, somebody coming and searching for seed weight using the COID from the lentil, they will be able to come search this CO term in the plantium, right? And the inferred tree view, what you're seeing here is that CO term seed weight is now is a relationship to the reference trait ontology term seed weight.
Yeah.
Same way, seed weight is also a child of agronomic traits or whatever it is. And I think, is there a graphical view?
Well, let me see. We might be able to look at it like this.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
As you know, our ontology is per crop, and if you see seed weight, then I don't remember 339 what is the crop code of that, but it's seed weight for lentil
What we are going to do is, based on the mapping and the species reference that it is coming, we may be able to say seed weight colon lentil. So somehow, so that people recognize, because if we are importing 15 different TD data sets, TD mapping, then seed weight would multiply several times as a child. In that case, we will append them with the species so that you know what that ID or term name actually means to me. So when we build the Plantium database, at that point of time, the mappings would help us in generating a graph like this. Otherwise, until the database release is ready, all those two things are maintained separately. One's in TD file and another one in the reference ontology, and that's it. And we would be able to generate this graph. For example, if this was a lentil graph, then we will be able to provide via GitHub a lentil ontology graph, which is only read-only. It will not be rewritten by anybody of the community. This will be only read-only accessible so that people who work with OBO files and OWL files, they can take this graph and integrate it in their databases. Okay. So that, I think that would be a workable solution. Can you go on the graph views, for example?
I beg your pardon?
Can you go to the graph views?
I'm in graph views. You cannot see it?
No, I am not.
I'm sharing my screen sharing.
We're still on the tree view.
I don't know why my screen sharing got paused.
Maybe yeah, it's locked.
Yeah. Can you see it now?
No, refresh.
No. Oh, now I lost the graph view. Okay.
It's locked, apparently.
I think it's an internet thing. It's showing up for me.
Perhaps you should stop sharing.
Start again. Yeah, stop sharing and do it
again. Okay, here. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, now it's just gone completely black. Hang on one second. Okay. Here we come. Here it comes.
Okay, so this is what it would look like. The main graph you're seeing is coming from TO. The CO term at the very bottom is coming from the lentil TD mappings.
And we probably wouldn't
include this will, these yeah, that,
terms.
Those two things would go away.
Right, it's they'll only, go away.
Only the single branch would appear.
I might be able to look at it in the interactive. Oh, here we go. Oh, no, that's not.
No, it will not. It will not because your CO is not there yet. So the graph way you will be able to do it, and we will be able to bring in the annotations as well.
Yeah. So this is very exciting actually to see this. So
the idea now would be is to pull together a working group to make sure, let's say for example, Elizabeth, in April, if you're trying to have a meeting and the follow-up meeting in August here to make sure
have the
top level graph, we can work on resolving issues on the top level graph and make it robust.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And yeah, my question was also that because I see that we are connecting the two from the exercise that was done about submitting terms, term request, you are also improving TO.
Yes.
Because there are some, in the definition, I can see the exchange. So would this have an impact on the mapping or?
No.
Okay.
No, it would not because you're, based on the mapping, we were able to generate the graphs. Otherwise, we will not be, if there is no mapping, we will not be able to pull that term in the TO. So that's the onus on our side that we have to make sure, no matter what, that there is an equivalence term. In this case, it was a seed weight to seed weight, which was a perfect matching. In another case, for example, branching pattern, it was not. So we would still be able to take the branching pattern, your term, be able to map it to the branch somewhere in the ontology to create a term. So your CO term and its usage in annotation would be the exact match. In TO, there will be a reference contact somewhere in the graph.
Right.
But your term would be exact term, whatever your breeders needed.
Yeah.
We would not touch those names.
Okay.
Barry, does that make sense?
Yes, can you hear me or am I muted?
Well, we can hear you, yep.
Good, so yes, it makes sense. I would say that, in fact, the way in which the TO is being improved is precisely to use the information which is captured in the different crop ontologies in order to find its weak points and adjust them. So the changes in the TO will practically all of them be changes motivated by building these mappings.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
And if I understand, this also addresses the Marriott problem, right? That we are using.
Yes. Yes. So that there are some issues which need to be addressed, but they are issues of nomenclature.
Yeah.
So, for instance, we will have to think about what we mean in the future by the crop ontology for yeast or for lentil. Does it include TO terms or not? I think probably it does, but that's something that we can think about later.
Yes. So what happens here, Elizabeth, here is that if a downstream application in BMS or wherever it is, or there is some other resource that need the ontology graph to populate in their database, then they can take this graph, which will be provided species by species or a combined one, and then they can just use the same. So we don't have to maintain two separate ontology graphs at that point of time.
Okay. I need to think about it further because
sure.
I think it's
awesome. And Elizabeth, these links, I'll put them on the minutes so that you can come back and browse this on your own.
Yeah. We'll I would appreciate
this,
yes.
We'll leave this up for now.
Yeah, thank
okay.
you.
Good. I'm going to stop my share.
Wait. And when you saw the CO term, the actual synonyms and definitions are from the CO, COTD template, and not from from the TO.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
That's why
seed is capitalized there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That's why the term name started with S, as the first letter was S.
You can tell that's this, from the CO.
This is different than the, we can find out a better mm-hmm. or color the box differently or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's great. Okay, now I'm gonna stop.
Thank you.
Thank you for, and sorry for being late. My day was quite difficult with a flat tire, with a lot of...
Oh, no.
Yeah, I had to change my flat tire. So
you're very talented, many talents.
I asked the help of a friend for, you know, just,